and just see where we're at tonight. I'm going to read a little bit in Luke chapter number 2, and then we'll flip over to Psalm 91, a place that we can go to, a place of safety, a place of rest, a place that God would take us to. Luke chapter number 2, a place that we can go. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Luke chapter number 2, verse number 1. "And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Psalm 91, verse number 1, the Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this day. Lord God, I thank you for the prayer request that's been lifted up. Father God, where two or three are gathered together in your name, Father God, we know that you're in the midst, and we know that you're here tonight, Father God, and everything that'll be said tonight, every time them kids sung up here tonight, when the ladies led us in worship tonight, when I read thus saith the word of God tonight, when they sat in the pews tonight, it'll be recorded in heaven who was here tonight, what was said and what was done. Lord, I thank you tonight, Father God, that we don't only have a recording here that goes on the internet, but we have a recording in heaven tonight, Father, that everything that's done will be according to your will. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you, and I thank you for the cross of Calvary. Father God, I thank you for the birth of your son, Jesus. Lord, I love you, and just guard my throat, guard my thoughts, everything that I would say. When we walk out of here tonight, Father God, I pray we'd walk out of here in peace, love, mercy, and in your grace. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. And we're going to look tonight that there is a place that you can go to. Today I was with some fellows from the church. I was with Brother Jake and Brother JD, and we just had a good little morning together there. And when I left them, I found myself in a place, or if you will, or in a pickle. And when I left there, I hung a left going towards Hamilton, and I was over there in right field. I wasn't thinking about nothing, and all of a sudden I seen Mr. Do-Right. Man, he come flying down the road in front of me, and he slung that thing around, and right behind me he got. And as we got going down the road together, he was right behind me, just tailgating me right down the road. And I thought, man, what have I done wrong? What does he want to do with me? And all of a sudden, them blue lights come on. Woo, woo, woo. I thought, man, what a place I'm in. Here I am in on the side of the road. I didn't get pulled over good. Brother Riley Cagle's done calling me. I forward his call. He texts me, say, "Preacher, what you done wrong?" See, somebody's always watching when it goes bad. Can I get an amen? Hey, when that man, when he pulled up there beside my car and he walked up to where I was at, and I looked at him and he looked at me and he said, "Preacher, what are you doing?" I looked at him and I thought, man, I thank God you know me, because I sure don't know who you are, but I thank God that you know me this afternoon. And as he walked up to the car, he said, "What seems to be your hurry?" And I was looking at him and I was thinking, man, what a place that I'm in, but he knows me. Folks, tonight you may get in a bad place, but I want you to know tonight, God still knows you. Can I get amen? And I said, "Well, who are, man? I wished I knew who you was." And he took his coat and he pulled it back, and on the side of that name tag it said Purser. And I knew it was Danny Purser. And I said, "Thank God for somebody that I know." And I want you to know, he said, "I'm not going to write you a ticket, even though you deserve one." He said, "I'm going to give you a warning. I'm going to let you go." Friends, you know, on the life's highway, there's a lot of times, hey, that God, he could really punish us and he could really put us to the test. But I want you to know tonight, we don't serve a God that does that. He said, "On life's highway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a warning. Man, I could really stick it to you this time, but I'm going to give you a warning this time, because there's a place that I have prepared for you." As we look tonight in the text in Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 7, the Bible says, And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. When Jesus Christ was born and he left heaven as the song sung to come to earth that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly, when he left heaven and he came here, there was no room for him. Not only was there no room for him here in this inn, hey, but there was no room for him in people's hearts. Hey, people wanted nothing to do with him from the time he was born. Hey, the wise men come, and if I could say anything to you tonight, wise men, they still seek Jesus. Amen? Hey, the wise men, they still seek Jesus. You find a man that's seeking Jesus, it doesn't matter what he does for a living. If he's seeking Jesus Christ, I say to you tonight on the authority of God's word, he is a wise man tonight. And the shepherds, they was looking for Jesus. Hey, but from the time he was born, there was one man that wanted to kill Jesus, and his name was Herod. He said, when you find him, you come tell me where he is, and I want to worship him too. Hey, but you know what Herod was doing? He was telling a lie. He didn't want to worship him. He wanted to kill him. Hey, because he didn't want him to be the king that he knew he was going to be. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, there's only one king, and his name's Jesus tonight. Hey, but as we look in the book tonight, and we see here that there was no room for him in the inn, and he didn't have a place to go. Hey, he found a place, and that place was the cross of Calvary. Hey, when he finally got to that place in his life, and he was nailed on that old rugged cross, that made room for you and I, that we may have a place that we can go to. And if you'll turn with me tonight to Psalm 91, I want to show you tonight something that I read this week in the text. And man, it just excites me to give you this tonight. In Psalm 91 tonight, I want you to look with me here. In Psalm 91 in verse number 1, we're going to look at a few verses in the text tonight. There was no room for Jesus, but because Jesus done what he was supposed to do and he died on that cross, it gives you and I a safe place that we can go to. He says in verse number 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you come here in chapter number 91 and verse number 1, this would be King David. King David had came here and he was talking to his son Solomon. And you know who Solomon was? His mama was Bathsheba. Hey, the first child they had together, it costed them that child because they had that child in adultery. And that child would not survive and it would not live. And the Lord told David, he said, because of your sin, that child is going to die. And you know what happened? David got down and he prayed. And he said, Lord God, let my sin not come upon this child. Hey, but that kid died. And you know what happened in the story? They seen David and he was weeping and he was mourning and he was in a bad place. And they said when the kid died, they said, if we go in and tell him that that kid is dead, there's no telling what he's going to do. There's no telling what he'll do to himself. But when they went in and they told David that that kid had died, you know what David did? He got up and he washed and he cleaned up and he said, I'm going to worship. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to where God is. Friends, I want you to know tonight, he said in the word of God, hey, he can't come back to me, hey, but I can go to where he is tonight. Friends, tonight, we got a place tonight, and it's a secret place, and that is under the wings of the Most High God tonight. He says in verse number 1, David told Solomon, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He told Solomon there, he said, I'm king right now, but there's going to come a day that you're going to be king, and you're going to need to know about a secret place that you can go to. Hey, you're going to need to know a place you can go to when COVID comes to your family. Hey, you're going to have a place to go to when your family's down. Hey, you're going to have to go to a place when you know that you need help. And friends, tonight, if you know the word of God like I know you know it tonight, you've got a secret place in your life that you go to, and his name is God Almighty tonight. Can I get amen? Hey, it's that secret place that we go to. It's a secret place. We don't tell everybody when we go to God. You know what we do when we go to God? We go to God in secret. We get down on our face before Almighty God, and we pour our heart out before him, and we get in that secret place. And just as David told Solomon, there's going to come a time in your life that you're going to have to find you a secret place. Hey, throughout this Christmas season, I pray tonight that you realize your secret place is in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen? It's in that blood of Jesus tonight. Here David was telling Solomon, he said, look in verse number 1, he that dwelleth in that secret place. That secret place would be a hidden place. It'd be a hidden place. It'd be a place that nobody would know about but you and God. Do you know that, you know there's a place in your life where you get one-on-one with God? It may be in your vehicle on the work every day. I don't know. It may be in your study time. I don't know. It may be in your quiet time. I don't know. But wherever that place is, that secret place where you get one-on-one with God, I want you to know that's when you get God's undivided attention. But most of all, He gets your undivided attention. And we get to that secret place. But I want to show you something else here. He told, David was telling Solomon that you need to find this place. But look in verse number 4 what he told Solomon here. He said, not only do you find a secret place, but when you find that place, it'll be special to you. When you find that key place in your life, and it's just you and God, just you and God, it's a secret place. I have a place at my home. Some of you have places at your home. I have a secret place that I go to when I need prayer. I'm talking about when I need prayer. I'm not talking about just a public prayer that you public out. You know, there's times I pray in here and times you pray in here. There's no way you'd share your heart in public in this place. No, you wouldn't do it. There's no way. There's things, every time you hear a man or woman pray in this place, they're not sharing their whole heart before you and before God in this place. We just hit the skim of it, if you will. We just pray to the skim of it. But when you get in that secret place where the Most High God is, I'm talking about a place where you get down and you know there ain't nobody listening but God, and you start praying, that place ain't only secret, but it becomes special to you. It's a place in your life that you know God will meet you every time you go there. And look here in verse number 4, he says, He shall cover thee with the feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. He says tonight, when you get in this place, it only won't be secret, but it'll be a special place in your life. This Christmas season, you and I have the same opportunity and the same chance this Christmas season to do one thing, and that's worship the name of Jesus Christ. It's a special season. It's a special time. I've seen a lot of places, they'll have the manger scene. And if you'll notice this, they'll have the manger scene, they'll have the wise men, they'll have all them set out there, and then they'll have a place for a baby there in the crib, in the little cradle, in the crib there. But if you notice, when you go into them places and you look, there's no baby in there. You know why? Because he's no longer in that crib. He's no longer in that cradle. He no longer lives there. He lives in heaven, amen? That's where he lives. He lives in that secret place, and he lives in that special place. Look what he says here in verse number 6. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague. Because of that secret place. Because of that special place. Look what he says. Come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. If he revealed back this afternoon the spiritual world to you and I this afternoon, it would blow my mind and your mind what's going on that he's keeping away from us, that his angels are wooing back. That his angels are wooing back. He said he's going to put his angels to keep over you, put charge over you, wooing you back. Wooing Satan back, getting him back. Disputing Satan in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Friends, as we come to this place tonight, there was no room for Jesus, but there is a place for us tonight. There's a place for every believer tonight. You may go this Christmas season, you may go to different places, and you may fill out a place. But I want you to know there's one place you can feel right at home, and that's at the feet of Jesus Christ. When you get to that place in your life and you realize how secret it is and how special it is, but I want to show you something tonight. When we get here and we read this text tonight talking about this special place, David was talking to Solomon. King David was talking to his son, and he was telling him, he said, I want you to know you're going to have to find this in your life. If you're going to be a successful king, you're going to be a successful in what you do, you're going to have to find you a place to get to in your life. That it's just you and God. That it's just you and God. You're going to have to find a place in your life when you get to that place, it's just you and God. It doesn't matter what nobody else thinks, it'll be special to you. And you know, David was telling old Solomon dead on the money. He was telling him right. He was telling him exactly what he needed to know. And you know how I know that? Because God chimes in. Watch what I'm fixing to show you here in the Word of God. David's talking to his son. Me talking to my daughter, we just talking. I'm just telling her, baby, you need to find you that secret place that you can get to. It may not be like daddy's, but you got to find yours. Every daddy in here, you've had that talk with your kid. Hey, you need to pray. And when you get to praying, it'll be special. And you know what the Lord says? He says, you're exactly right, Daddy. What you telling your son? He said, not only will it be secret, not only will it be special, but when they find that place, it'll be a saving place. It'll be a place that nothing can come against them when they get in that place. Look what God says here in verse number 14. All the way through here that King David's talking to Solomon. But in verse number 14, look what he says. Because he has set his love upon me. That's what God says. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me. This is the Lord talking. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. And I'll honor him. Folks, I want you to know something this afternoon. If you're a child of God this afternoon, he will deliver you. And don't think he's turned his back on you. He's honoring you this afternoon. He's honoring me this afternoon. This day that we woke up, it was unpromised to everybody in this room. We was not promised today. But because of his love, his mercy, and his grace, he's given you and I one more day. He says here, though, he says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. Look at verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I told this story this week, and I've told it many times in this church, but it fits this right here. You know what basically David was telling Solomon, and the Lord just backed it right on up? Hey, don't you love that when you tell somebody something and then you get on down the road a couple days and it just backs right on up exactly what you told? Because God was all in it. I told this story this week, and I'm going to tell it to you, and we're going to just dismiss. Said there's a little girl, and she was in her room, and she was having trouble. Man, she was having trouble like you ain't never seen. And she couldn't get no peace, and she couldn't get no rest. And they said, well, just go to your room and pray. Just go to your room and pray. Go to that seat, go to that place and just pray, and God will answer you. Several days had went on, and she kept going in that room, and nothing happened. And her daddy said, well, baby, let me tell you what you do. When you go in that room, you get you some sticky notes, and you write out L, put you one letter, L, put you another letter, E, put you another letter, T, let, and then spell out that other letter, G, O, D. Just let God have it. She kept going to that place, and she kept going to that place. She kept praying, and she'd come back. She'd tell her daddy, said, I keep doing what you tell me to do, and it just ain't working. I keep going to that place, and I'm letting God, but it just ain't working. One day she stormed out of that place and she slammed the door behind her. And when she went back to her room and she opened that door, the D had fell off. And it said, let go. A lot of times when we go to this secret place and we're before our face, before Almighty God, when we get to that place and we're in that secret place and we're before Almighty God, the reason we don't see his hand move the way we should is because we don't let go. If I take my problem to him, it's his problem then, no longer mine. If I take my pain to him, it's no longer my pain no more. It's his pain. By his stripes, we're healed. But when I go to that secret place and I let go and let him have it, it'll start becoming special in my life. And I'll return to that place where he is more often. And when I get to that place and it starts being secret and it starts being so special to me, he says in verse 16, they shall see my salvation. Folks, tonight, let me give you this. The greatest gift that's ever been given was Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ. He is the greatest kept secret that there is. The greatest kept secret that there is Jesus Christ. That we hold back is Jesus Christ. The most special gift that's ever been given is Jesus Christ. And the only gift that's ever been given to you or I that'll ever save our soul is Jesus Christ. This Christmas season, we got Christmas Eve. This is Christmas Eve Eve today. May open a present when we get home. You can do that on Christmas Eve Eve, can't you? No. Boy, y'all had it rough at home, Vic. Y'all didn't get to open a Christmas Day. I told my daughter, December 1st, I started begging for a gift. When I was a kid, December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, I wanted a gift every day. But Christmas Eve Eve, surely we open the gift tonight. You say, preacher, where are you going with this? Where are you going with this? I know your life is full right now. I know it is. You got a lot going on in your mind. Brother Hayden, man, you and Sister Kinsey, y'all's mind, I know it's got to be right now. So much going on. Sister Vanda, you give us prayer. There's so much going on. Brother Harold, you and your family. There's prayer requests all over this place. Sister Sharon, Brother Johnny. Losing our loved ones this year to COVID. I know, man, it's been stressful and it's been tough. But tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Next day's Christmas Day. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For just a little bit, let's just let go. Because we can't do nothing about it anyway. For 2 days, I challenge you, just let go. Let go of you trying to fix it. Let go of you trying to make everything work for 2 days. Just let go. Just let God. Satan's trying to keep me so busy and you so busy that when his birthday comes, we'll be running around like a chicken with her head cut off. That's what he wants you to do. And before you know it, it'll be December 26th, and you're going to skip the birth. Folks, I challenge you, the 24th and 25th, let go and let God for just a little while. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord God, I just thank you so much for this day. Lord God, I thank you so much that, Father God, there is a secret place in our life that we can go to. Lord God, every believer in this house has got one. I don't know where it is. Lord, it may be a closet in their house, maybe the shower they get in every day. Lord God, I don't know, but there's places they go to and there's places they get. It's only you and them. Lord God, that place is special to them every morning, every evening, whenever that is, it's special to them. Because Lord God, when they go there, they feel your safety. They feel how saved they are in you. And Lord, I'm challenging even myself. Through this Christmas season, I just let go and I let you have your will and way in my life. Lord, that when I wake up Christmas morning, that joy just be so full. Because the Bible says that you come, you was born to save your people from our sins. I thank you for that, and I love you for that. Thank you for this congregation. Bless them tonight. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.